You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The following is a news summary for Prince George Clayley Tanay, recorded Wednesday, August 26. Starting Wednesday, August 26, a mix of sun and cloud is predicted with 40% chance of showers late in the afternoon, accompanied by risk of a thunderstorm. Hazy skies are present, with wind becoming southwesterly at 20 kilometers an hour, a high of 29 degrees and a humidex of 31, and a UV index of 5 is predicted, which is moderate. A partly cloudy evening is expected, with a 40% chance of showers remaining, along with that risk of a thunderstorm. Hazy skies should remain despite the southwesterly 20 kilometer an hour wind, as that breeze will lighten up with a low of 11 degrees. Thursday, August 27th, mainly cloudy skies predicted with a 30% chance of showers, changing to a 70% chance of showers in the afternoon. A risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon is predicted. Hazy skies hang around while wind becomes southwesterly at 20 kilometers an hour, gusting up to 40 clicks early in the afternoon. A high of 21 degrees and UV index of 4, moderate, is predicted. Then into Friday, August 28th, a mix of sun and cloud is predicted with a high of 18 degrees. Periods of rain are predicted into the nighttime with a low of 7 degrees. Then on Saturday, the 29th of August, cloudy skies are predicted with that 40% chance of showers remaining Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and even through Tuesday, September 1st. But on Saturday, a high of 17 degrees is predicted, and the cloudy skies hang around into the evening with a low of 7. Sunday, August 30th, cloudy skies, 40% chance of showers, a high of 18 degrees, then in the nighttime, a low of 8. Monday, 31st of August, 40% chance of showers, a high of 20 degrees, and then a low of 8 into the nighttime. Tuesday, September 1st, perhaps that 40% is being chased away, but a mix of sun and cloud is predicted with highs of 22 degrees. This weather forecast summary was provided Wednesday, August 26th. The local air quality report for Prince George Clayley Tanay assessed Wednesday, August 26. As of the afternoon, the air quality is subpar across Prince George Clayley Tanay and the surrounding regions. Looking at the town site, measurements range from 59 to 91 parts per million of particulate matter, 2.5 microns across. There are a few exceptions that feature excellent air quality on the north bank of the Nechaco River in the North Nechaco community. A measurement station is reading only 3 parts per million, and again on the north bank of the Nechaco River on Hofferkamp Road just west of Highway 97, there's a reading of only 1 part per million, and moving up the Hart Highway near Bellamy Road and Clearwood Crescent, again, there's a station just reading 1 part per million. All the other ones aren't very good, with a palpable haze clearly visible across the skies today in the community of Prince George Clayley Tanay. The highest reading of 100 parts per million is south of town, west of Highway 97, near Green Acres Road. That's just south of Vienna Creek or the Willowkale FSR. And now, with those forecasts out of the way, it's time for the Firecast. Information primarily derived from the British Columbia Wildfire Service. And according to BC Wildfire Service's interactive map, for Wednesday, August 26, there are 7 active wildfires in the Prince George Fire Center, one of which is under control, 4 of which are being held, and 2 of which are out of control. First, focusing on the out of control fires, fire G41970 at a current size of 110 hectares reported August 25th, with a suspected cause of lightning. The BC Wildfire Service suspects lightning strikes have caused a number of wildfires recently, following an estimated 3,875 lightning strikes in the Prince George Fire Center in recent days. This fire near Indaco, though, is located roughly 10 kilometers north of Highway 16, immediately southwest, pretty much on the edge of Tatton Lake, which is on the north side of the highway from Francois Lake and almost straight west from Fraser Lake. Accessible on the Bomberger FSR, if you're familiar, and the Indaco FSR. An evacuation alert has been issued for that fire by the Regional District of Boakley-Nechaco, as it is just on the westerly edge of the Prince George Fire Center, bordering on the Northwest Fire Center, with residents of Indaco on the north side of the highway being under that evacuation alert. And the other out-of-control fire, G51982, is on Takla Lake, reported August 26, with a suspected cause of lightning. The location is north of Trombler Lake, or Stewart Lake, roughly 150 kilometers northwest of Fort St. James. The fire is located on the west side of the lake, while the nearby community of Tackle Landing is on the east side of the lake and a bit further north. And as the crow flies, that fire is not so far away, approximately 50 kilometers east of an active fire on Babine Lake, which is in the Northwest Fire District. And that Babine Lake fire was also reported on August 26, listed as out of control, number R21977. Suspected cause is under investigation. In the case of both fires, suppression actions are being taken to limit the spread. As you're likely aware, most of the active fires in the province of British Columbia are within the fire centers of Southeast and Kamloops districts. And in case you are wondering, the fires that were active southwest of Prince George and west of Quesnel, roughly 100 kilometers, are currently listed as under control. That includes the Bourgeois Creek Fire, the Swede Creek Fire, and the C10952 wildfire immediately south of Kleskoil Lake on the edge of Kleskoil Lake Park. Currently, the fire prohibitions and restrictions listed in the Prince George Fire Center are bans on Category 3 and 2 fires, which are open fires, while Category 1 campfires are currently permitted. Be reminded that it is advised, before lighting a fire of any size, check the BC Wildfire Service open fire prohibitions and contact your local government for any bylaw restrictions in your area. For your information, you can report a wildfire using your mobile phone by pressing *5555 or through the BC Wildfire Service app or by dialing 1-800-663-5555. For the latest information on current wildfire activity, prohibitions, restrictions, road closures, and air quality advisories, visit bcwildfire.ca, make use of the BC Wildfire map, or use the BC Wildfire app on your mobile device.
And now for the news bulletin.
Local gasoline prices are ranging from 155.9 cents a liter to 179.9 cents a liter, the lowest being at Costco on 2555 Range Road and 179.9 being reported at the Petro-Canada on 2420 Fifth Avenue. Price information provided courtesy of the Prince George Citizen.
General voting day for municipalities across British Columbia is October 17th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you may have heard that a few people have already put their name forward to run as mayor of the city of Prince George. And so can you, because nomination packages are available from now until September 11th. FYI, you have to have been a resident of British Columbia since April 16th to put your name forward. If you don't think you'll be present in town for that time to vote in person, mail ballot voting applications are being accepted. And on August 27th at 6 p.m., a candidate information session will be held at the City Hall Council Chambers. That's on the second floor at City Hall, downtown Prince George. For more information, email election@princegeorge.ca or call 250-561-7600, and you can always contact the election office by dialing 311. It's located on the fifth floor of City Hall.
On Tuesday, August 25th, Kailitane First Nation and Fisheries Minister Joanne Thompson officiated the construction of a salmon hatchery on the north side of the Nechaco River near the confluence of the Nechaco and Fraser River here in Prince George, Kailitane. Planned to open in the spring of 2028, with a capacity to raise 400,000 salmon fry, focusing on Chinook salmon, with room to expand to other salmon species as well. It's been a pet project of former Chief Dominic Frederick for about 30 years, who's been overseeing the project. He served as Chief of the Kailitane Nation from 2004 to 2019. The Kailitane Nation is also in the headlines, announcing the soft launch of the Ancient Forest Interpretive Center, which is between the town sites of Prince George and McBride. Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation Christine Boyle said of the opening,
The new Interpretive Center will welcome visitors and enhance their experiences while also helping protect one of BC's most remarkable natural environments. We're proud to support infrastructure projects that help communities celebrate their history and culture while creating lasting benefits for residents and visitors alike. The construction of the Visitor Center was made possible through investments from Clayliitanay First Nation, Canada's Federal Infrastructure Program, and the province of British Columbia, and officially is a collaboration between the Clayliitanay First Nation and BC Parks. The launch is open to the public from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Thursday, August 27th. In provincial headlines, local member of the Legislative Assembly, Rosalyn Bird, for the electoral district of Prince George Vale Mount, has left the Conservative Party of British Columbia to stand as an independent representative. A part of her official statement mentioned, quote, "I did not make this decision lightly. Political parties matter. They bring people together around shared ideas and provide an important vehicle for democratic change. But political parties are vehicles for our values. They cannot become substitutes for them. I believe British Columbians are increasingly tired of the political stripe game. They are tired of the infighting, name-calling, and mudslinging that too often defines our politics. They want their elected representatives to put aside their differences where possible, work collaboratively, and focus on getting this incredible province back on track. That does not mean we must agree." End quote. She went on to highlight her support of free speech, indicates that she holds room for disagreement. The MLA went on to say, quote, "Somewhere along the way, we have lost some of our ability to disagree without assuming the worst about one another. I do not believe that it is healthy for our politics, our institutions, or our province." End quote. Acknowledging that she is no longer affiliated with any BC political party and is now representing her constituents as an independent MLA, the letter states, quote, "As an independent MLA, I will work with anyone who brings forward good ideas. I will support legislation and initiatives when I believe they are right for my constituents in British Columbia, and I will oppose them when I believe they are not. I will continue to speak plainly, ask difficult questions, and hold government and our institutions accountable." End quote. To be clear, these are selected quotes from a longer letter. And for more in-depth information, we have requested an interview with Rosalyn Bird, MLA, for Prince George Vale Mount. And with a bit of luck, we can bring that interview to you. Also, folks, keep your eyes out for posters and ads and so on from C4 Radio, your friendly community campus station, encouraging you to take part in an election survey. We're polling students here at the University of Northern British Columbia, perhaps those at CNC if we get permission, and also you, dear audience, on what your priorities are in the upcoming municipal elections. Election day happens October 19th. Some candidate platforms are out there already. Please do explore. If you are interested in running for mayor, council, or the regional district, the nomination period closes September 11th. And for the City of Prince George, nomination packages can be picked up at City Hall. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Turning our ears for a quick moment to international headlines. The unapologetically feminine musician, artist, actor, and philanthropist Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80 on Tuesday, August 25th. The precise cause of death is not known, but the family did confirm a cancer diagnosis, and the country western singer had faced other health challenges in recent months, but still had plans for a Las Vegas residency this 2026, postponed from earlier 2025 dates. She was preceded by her husband, Carl Dean, who had passed away on March 3, 2025, at the age of 82. Through her life, Parton avoided taking sides politically and avoided the official label of a feminist, but despite this, managed to advance many social causes in her home country, the United States of America, and elsewhere. These advancements in the social well-being of others were achieved while also being a successful business person, writer, and producer herself. Obviously, the artist left an indelible influence on North American popular music, specifically in the genre of country western music, but left her mark through her philanthropic endeavors as well, establishing the Dollywood Foundation in 1988 with the intention of decreasing high school dropout rates in her home county of Sevier, Tennessee. That mission evolved to include junior high students as well, including scholarships for those pursuing post-secondary education. She donated to pediatric health care and vaccine research, made donations to emergency relief initiatives to assist victims of natural disasters, including wildfire, and perhaps most notably, spearheaded Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, a global book gifting program that to date has mailed over 325 million books to children from birth to age 5 at no cost. It continues to support families and libraries in literacy. And you can donate now by visiting imaginationlibrary.com.
And if you need some events to liven up your week, here are a few events in Prince George Clayley today.
The 10th anniversary of the Prince George Red Dress Campaign and Healing Ceremony takes place September 5th and 6th. 1 p.m. on September 5th is the Healing Ceremony at 1491 7th Avenue. That's the Connaught Youth Center with guest speakers Leah Gazan and Jamie Black. Then on September 6th at 11 a.m. that Sunday is the Red Dress Stand-In at the Red Dress Monument on the corner of Ferry Avenue and Highway 16 East. The cast and drummers will be in attendance with media and photographers. A convoy led by the Red Rum Motorcycle Club to Clayley Tenay Memorial Park proceeds until 12:30. Whereupon the placement of red dresses in memoriam of missing and murdered Indigenous peoples will take place. The afternoon does include entertainment and refreshments. The public is welcome. For more information, contact Tammy Mizey at 250-961-0571 or tammymizey10@gmail.com. Whether you like the idea of robots dancing, or if it simply disturbs you to the core, the Prince George Public Library invites you to come on down to the Bob Harkins branch, that's the downtown branch of the library, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. from now through Saturday, August 29th, to come and check out Go Global's AI Technology Limited demonstration of some possibilities in the field of robotics, including a robot that dances to ballet. If you are a ballet dancer who feels concerned about being replaced by AI technology, don't worry just yet, but we do plan on doing a story to investigate just how much you should worry. Stay tuned for that next week on Due North. Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays and 24/7 on CFUR.ca for locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information. With your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387 extension 6. Also view our content online at frequencynews.ca.